We're recording.
Okay, it's 6:30. This is the Municipal Budget Committee. It's October 22nd, and we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First thing on the agenda is the minutes from the last meeting, and I know many of us just got them. So if you want to take a quick look at the minutes.
I will say you left me off.
I left you off?
Yes.
Present?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, I wasn't here the time before.
And so you should put you on.
There was a couple things. I forget what number, but Bill was credited for a couple questions I asked. I don't know if it matters, but I think we're all talking over each other.
Do you know which ones, where they are?
I'll find it.
Okay, hold on. I don't know where my copy is. There's extra minutes over here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, while you're looking, does anybody else have any changes or corrections? Parks and Rec.
Line 137, Bill, is that you?
137. Bill asked if direct assistance was the same as welfare.
He did.
Okay.
That was it? Okay.
I don't remember.
You don't remember everything you said?
No.
Nope. Anybody else have anything? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, Steve makes the motion. Josh seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Minutes are approved. Okay. We'll go right into the questions. There were a couple of questions for the school board, but we can talk about those later. Just back. It was about
the 2024 encumbrance.
Yeah. But we can talk about those. I put that on here twice, so we can talk about those later. Okay. So we'll start with the questions for the selectmen. First question. Describe the expenses for the last year and current balances in the ambulance and police revolving funds. Also, total revenue for the period. So if you look at your attachment, what's your little pile, the first thing you see is the ambulance revolving fund. And then the ambulance balances. So that looks like the expenses for last year and the current balances. So currently they have over $200,000 in the revolving fund. And the expenses primarily went to medical business services who does their billing for them.
I have a question.
Yes, Bill.
Bill Saffy. money that the ambulance brings in, does that go back to the fire department or to the general fund?
The revolving fund.
It's a revolving.
All goes in the revolving fund.
Okay. I was curious as to what that amount is like roughly in a year.
Well, the balance now is 206,000. So the balance that, I don't think we have an income for the year. We just have the balances. Mm-hmm. You could figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you could look at the balance at the beginning of last year and take out the expenses and that would give you an idea of what the income is. Any other questions here? Okay, the next is the police. So we have the police revolving fund and the balances. So you can see the expenditures are mostly for payroll, and that's for the details. When they originally set up the revolving fund, it was for primarily for the income they got from details, and then it pays the officers who perform the detail.
Oh, makes sense.
So that's why it's all wages, because those are the people that are doing the details.
Makes sense.
Bill Staffy, if the police are hired as a detail, then whoever's hiring them is paying them, correct?
Well, it's one of our policemen.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why is there a budget line for, like, details, basically? Like,
because Candia has details, too. We have to pay for details.
Oh, for ourselves?
Sure. If the highway department is working,
they
would need a detail to direct traffic.
They'll just take the officer on deck for the day?
No, because if he has a call to go to, he can't leave.
All right.
So we pay the details.
Okay.
Any other questions on that one? Okay. Okay, number two. Oh, you're right, Bill. We did ask for the total revenue for the period. So,
the way they present it is one way to interpret total revenue is just giving up all the months.
Yeah, I mean,
we'd have to figure it out.
It's 205,617.89 minus 141,085.84. If you want to figure out how much was.
But then they have the expenses. So. So we'd have to add up the expenses and.
Yeah.
And figure it out. Okay, question number two is for the cemetery trustees. Have the cemetery trustees determined if there's any way to use money from the cemetery common trust for current expenses? Amy just gave us what the answer she got. Amy, I have answered this question to them time and time again. Any money we're able to take out of that fund goes to the town. As of right now, we're only able to take out about $10,000, which I have done in the past 3 to 4 or 5 years. I can't remember exactly how many years it's been, and every year that money goes to the town. We cemetery trustees do not see that money. We're working on changing it, but it's not a quick process. We have to go through the state, and we haven't heard back from anybody.
And then I had Tamara confirm she went that second.
Right.
Yeah.
That they did get their $10,000.
So is it just going to general fund?
Yes.
At the end of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do the expenses have to be on the, probably.
What?
On the, do we have to, like, can you take $10,000 out of her budget or do we have to put that there?
I think we've already taken the $10,000 out of the budget.
Okay.
I think.
I don't recall.
I don't recall for sure, but I think we already did.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions on that? Okay, number three. who sets the rate of pay for the ambulance employees? Wages were approved by the select board in 2022 when we started paying hourly wages for employees. I set that, this is Mike, I presume this. Uh-huh. I set that rate and it's based upon the employees' certifications. I've attached a sheet that can show how that works. These are actually now low. They were competitive when we started and we really should be reevaluating these. So you have the employee pay rate based on certifications. We have that attachment. This year we use $30 for each provider. So I find that confusing. I don't really understand what that means, but I'll keep reading and maybe we can figure it out. We have ranges from $20 to $34 an hour, with most staff in the $23 to $28 range. Last year we used $26 an hour and we are going to be negative this year. We have used $26 since we started, but we have had COLAs every year, and we also have had people get advanced certifications, which has increased the rate of pay. Everyone is per diem. This has been extremely challenging to determine what our wages are going to be for the year. For example, we had a paramedic that has a rate of around $32 an hour. They worked a lot earlier in the year, occasionally 60 hours a week, simply because no one was taking the shifts. Typically, most people will get 1 to 2 shifts weekly. The only thing that I can think of to help mitigate this and not be negative is to guess a little higher with the $30 an hour. My only other thought was that we create a few part-time positions where we know the rates ahead of time to estimate the year more accurately. I did get new scheduling software that will be able to track daily, weekly, monthly wages more accurately. But again, with us being all per diem, we have a bit of a revolving door.
Just some, Steve Tremblay, just some context there. When we looked at the budget last 2 weeks ago, most things were increasing budget by 2.7%. And some of these for fire, police, and ambulance were up 15 to 30%. It just seemed like a big jump in pay.
Again, it's because of the certifications.
So that's what we had. We weren't understanding how they were paid or how the rate was set.
But then, what does he mean? This year we use $30 for each provider.
I think it's $30.
So we'll have enough in the fund to pay all the employees.
So he's talking about when he's budgeting, he's going by $30.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
That explains that. But then, if you look at the sheet he gave us, the highest paid is a paramedic at $26 an hour.
I believe.
But he has some in there at 36.
It's from January of 23, though.
This is when it was originally set up. So since then, you've had COLAs and increases.
Oh, so this was the original rate of pay. We don't have the current rate.
Right.
He's just going to be using the 30 for budgeting purposes.
Okay.
This is what the select board approved when
January.
It was established. Yeah. At the bottom from January 2023. Yes.
Okay. Any questions there? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, you get the message from
yes, Jeff Dennis.
Okay, number 4. What is the land use project management line for in the building inspector's budget? The land use coordinator's salary comes out of the building inspector's budget. Anything she needs to do her job for the zoning and planning boards come out of this line. So I asked Amy about this, and she was saying that's like office supplies and things like that.
Well, they used it to purchase a laptop a couple years ago, too.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
So,
but there's a separate line for office supplies also.
Yes, there is. And we've spent $1,485 on office supplies. But this line they've spent, wait a minute, where is it? They've spent only $185. but they're asking for 2,500. So I don't quite get what they're gonna.
What page is land use on?
They're on the very top of page 2.
770.
Okay. And that is under building inspection.
At the very top, under building, yeah.
Who is the land use coordinator?
Megan Ross.
She's the assistant. She's in the office with him then? Yeah, okay.
She's the land use rep.
So, her. So land use project management, 2,500.
I don't know, so.
Can I have the papers on top?
Sorry.
That's all right.
So, I don't know. Any other questions on that?
Well, should we keep that question going?
Yeah. Maybe ask more specifically what
okay,
line.
Okay, specifically, okay. So this is in building inspection. Mm-hmm. Well, if we're going to keep asking questions, could we get a current pay rates for the fire department? I mean, for the ambulance, since this is over 2 years old? And I guess Mike is the one that decides the COLAs and things like that.
Town sets COLA, right?
No, the select board sets it.
Well, do they get the same COLAs that everybody else gets? Okay. So, that's land use project management.
It's line 770 in the land use.
Okay. All right. Number 5, cemetery shows facility maintenance improvement, $16,000. Is this for the trees? What's the status of the tree cutting project?
Did we get a budget from them?
No.
Don't look at me.
Still a budget?
So he answered a current budget.
He didn't say anything about the future.
He didn't answer why right. Next year.
Right. So
who's he?
Mark.
Mark. So it says, Northern Tree has 2 signed quotes, and they are actively scheduling out the crane work. He'll be working in our cemeteries October 20th, so I don't know if that happened or not. But they have to ensure that the work will be done before the end of the year. They have not billed the town as yet because the work is not completed. This is for the trees at Hill and East Candia Cemetery. Once the tree work is completed, they'll bill us for the entire amount of the quotes. That should equal the amount you're asking about. So I'm presuming that's going to be this year's money, but that says nothing about the $16,000 for next year.
He just asked me to do an RFQ for trees for another cemetery, so we're working on that.
On this current year, for this
2026.
Or for next year.
Did somebody ask for a budget? Okay. Has somebody asked for a budget? Oh, you asked her for a budget?
I asked the same time that I asked everyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but she, since our last meeting, when we didn't have a budget, nobody asked her again.
So, do we know how many trees? Do you know what kind of?
No, I asked them for more parameters for the RFQ.
Okay.
So, much budget.
So they really don't know what they need for next year.
Right. Okay. So we'll ask them that. Okay, the next question is number six. Why an increase in the legal line? Amy reached out to Mike Courtney to inquire about anticipated increases. His hourly rate is going up. Divided the legal line by his current hourly rate to determine the numbers of hours covered by the current line. I multiplied that number by his projected hourly increase. We also have Tanglewood coming back before the planning board and have already had to involve our attorneys. So that's the explanation for the increase in the...
How much is it going up?
Just by his hourly...
No, amount of money per hour, is it going up?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I can tell you that, just wait a second. I just looked that up today. It's going from 55 to 59.8. $4,800.
He's getting 8.7% more?
Yeah.
What is it now that Mike's not there?
Mike is the attorney.
I mean, not Mike, what's his name, is not there. What's the rate gone up to, the hourly rate?
I would have to go back and look at the notes from that.
Do you know, Brian?
I believe it's 2.2.
I'm assuming this is not a bargainable item. If somebody bills per hour, then that's what they bill per hour.
We don't have any bargaining.
Yeah, like he tells us what he charges us. It's not like we can say, no, you can't charge us that.
No.
$59 an hour for an attorney?
$250 an hour, yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
It was, it used to be.
It used to be, what was it?
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
A lot less before.
But we can always go to NHMA, which is...
We use them when we can.
Yeah, whenever you can, go to NHMA.
But you know what they say? You should check with your town attorney.
Every time.
That's what they...
Well, they don't want to take responsibility for our decisions.
We pay too.
Which I can understand.
Right. Very general comments when you go through it.
You get what you pay for.
Wow.
Okay, so we got that one. Please provide the town policy regarding who can request legal advice and what process must be used. How do we ensure that this policy is being followed? So we've got the policy here, but how do you ensure that the policy is being followed?
By any action that happens with the attorney, and it's usually corrected right afterwards. Years ago, we had issues where people would just call them. Anybody would call. But now it's the chairman of the committee and the board of selectmen, the chair, and Amy.
Except that the policy says you're supposed to submit it in writing, and you're supposed to get an answer in writing. And we know that's not happening. Right. So
where does that say?
Where do we go from there?
Well, I mean, Amy monitors when all the activity that's going on. So
but you don't, she doesn't know for sure how many times, say, the chairman of the planning board calls. Well, you get the bill.
Yeah, I get the bill, and Tim always asks first. He doesn't just...
Because it says in the policy...
Right.
Where? I'm just looking.
There's a liaison delegated by the board of selectmen.
I don't see it in writing.
Oh, we're talking about the board.
Do we have a liaison?
For the attorney, we don't.
That's actually probably all. That was before we had a town administrator.
Oh, I realize that. This is October 14th, 2024.
Right.
This was last year.
Any person involved in any way in the
office.
We're in the process of revising it. We started working on that.
Okay. But if say, for example,
questions submitted to council.
Well, I'll just pick on Tim. He calls Mike and asks a question. Mike has not been instructed to get it in writing, has he?
No, but Mike knows that he is always instructed to respond in writing to the question that was asked. So if I called him and asked him a question, I always say, can you please provide the answer that you provided to me in writing?
Okay. Does everybody else do the same thing?
That was an issue years ago, but now it's supposed to be, it's supposed to respond in writing.
Okay.
And also, Amy does track it, so if there's an issue, we generally address it.
Okay.
It hasn't been the case lately.
Okay. Right. Any other questions on that? Okay. Why is the planning board still requesting $5,000 for the master plan? Do they plan to spend the $5,000 that was budgeted for this year? The planning board was waiting for some work to be done by Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission. That money will be utilized to work on zoning relative to the aquifer with an engineering firm.
What?
Yeah, yeah. What's the aquifer with the engineering firm?
I'm not sure, but I think it's part of GIS to upgrade that. And Southern New Hampshire Planning was supposed to do a lot of that work. Plus, we're still working with the HOP grant that we got, and we've gotten nothing from them. They haven't done anything. They haven't billed us either.
So where is the aquifer?
Well, there's areas all over town. Mm-hmm. To identify, it's for future planning for like developers and stuff, so we know where the water is and isn't.
To help with zoning.
Wouldn't that be a developer's responsibility to...
Well, no, it's just information that the planning board should have when they come in for an information.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah, like you can't, that property has wetlands on it.
Right,
yeah.
Well, that's usually identified, but I mean, there are areas in town where there's huge aquifers and places where it's not so good.
I'm just settling.
Where there could be more density, where there should be less density.
Correct.
Water availability.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then once again, they haven't addressed about the $5,000 for next year on the master plan. What's that for?
I don't have a specific answer for you for that. I thought Tim might be there. But...
See, master plan implementation, yeah, they haven't spent anything and they're asking $5,000 for next year.
I think, is that possibly what he's answering about now? Waiting on some work to be done?
Oh, waiting on
so this year, sounds like it might be spent this year, but what's he going to spend it on next year?
Yeah, what's the $5,000 for next year?
They'll find out. You'll find out, right, Brian?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Last year. Okay. Total.
Okay. All right. How much revenue was generated from solid waste last year and so far this year? So we've got those numbers. Got the revenue and...
If I can just say something to that.
Sure.
Those numbers are very hard because a lot of times that revenue laps over for the next year. So, you know, that shows that, oh my God, last year was terrible, this year is awesome, but that's not necessarily the case. A lot of times the revenues don't come in until after the fiscal year.
And I know Chuck saves stuff and plans for when the prices go up and down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Does revenue go back into the general fund?
Yeah. So, Josh Reap, so I have a question pertaining to that, if I may, Ms. Chairwoman. So if I know the timing of stuff, and, you know, so are we in accrual accounting or are we cash basis accounting for those sort of things? So, like, if we send stuff out and the cash doesn't come in until the next fiscal year, is that reconciled?
It may not even go out. I mean, I don't know how long the process is, but yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Why does the budget for the town building show 3% for everything except for the Smith Building?
Well, so Fowler wouldn't have the big one this year. Probably the answer to that one.
So Carla sent us her budget. But everything else, I guess, why was it just 3% for everything?
Oh, they're down the roof. That was a big one.
No, it's on the thing again. for the entrance way roof now.
Oh, yeah, that little one.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's just the portico.
The little one, they're done the big.
The portico roof, $16,000, that's not the break. It's the slate roof, it's the slate roof.
Yeah.
Oh, the slate.
Is it currently slate?
Yes, so we.
That's why it's taking out.
Very expensive to repair and maintain.
They fall off.
The clips are corroded very easily, and you gotta replace those, and shell falls off and shatters.
She did a great job with that.
So then, down. So you just added 3% to every line, and that's it?
For inflation. There weren't any exact quotes to be had at the time when we first adjusted that.
Is it still just under 3% inflation?
Yeah, I think it was 2.7.
2.7, so that's why we answered.
Okay.
But then Carla saved the day.
Yes.
Okay, and the town office expenses, why are we printing so many town reports when there is such a large increase in the cost? It says, last year a decision was made to reduce this line in the budget. It was suggested that we order a significantly smaller number of physical copies and have the reports available digitally. The decision was then made to move forward with the previous amount of physical copies. The budgeted amount for 2024 was $71.85. The amount expended was $72.69. So I guess the question is, why are we printing so many town reports when we have boxes of them?
Yeah, we usually wind up with, what, like 300 left?
Yeah,
between 200 and 300. I personally think it's a document that we need to maintain, personally. I know it's a lot of money, but it's the one thing that we can hand out at the end of the year. It's got all the information, and we go by the number of homes in town, and I think there's like a little over 1,600, and we usually print 1,700, right? Mm-hmm. 1,700. To me, it's a expense that's worth it. It's one thing we can give to everybody, and we got all the information.
So why do we have so many left over?
Either they can't deliver them, nobody there, or whatever. And then sometimes some of them end up going out during the year because people need another one or whatever.
Or when new residents move to.
Yeah, or new residents. Yeah. But we have usually between 200 and 300 left.
Yeah.
Bill Saffy, would it be possible to put like a question with the warrant articles of, you know, do you read the town report? Is it worth printing? Can you get people's opinion that way?
To me personally, Bill, no. I think it's a document we need to maintain.
I know, but everything's an expense.
I know.
Can we print less?
But that, I think that was an idea.
Like we don't provide much to the town.
But I mean, a lot of people do everything digitally now.
I understand.
Very few people actually
understand.
Read paper.
This is there permanent.
Yeah. Well, digitally is permanent, too.
We don't know that.
That's really forever.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah.
We don't know that. That's just my personal opinion that it's worth keeping.
Okay.
So 1,700 copies about?
Yeah, about, yeah. I think it's just over 1,600 properties.
So what does that work out to per?
No, that's just the... I mean, they're nice books.
So encyclopedias don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question: does the town clerk work outside the hours she is open to the public, all the time? Throughout each year, there are many meetings, trainings, and all kinds of additional hours that fall outside office hours. These include late Friday and Saturday afternoons, Mondays before the election for absentee ballots, all of which are required by law for elections. Plus, we set up the CYAA for elections the night before. On election days, I start at 5:15 a.m. and finish sometime between 9 and 11 p.m. In 2026, there's about to be numerous training sessions as a plethora of new election laws have been pushed through. Additionally, there is new equipment to take delivery of and train both this and next calendar year. Finally, each week we are here early to take care of online registrations, return phone calls, and or take care of problems before we open so that we're available to the public for those hours. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, while we have a selectman here, any additional questions about the budget or?
I have a question. Bill Saffy. So I worked for the state of Massachusetts for 25 years and I had to pay my pension plan 100%. No one matched it, no one paid with it. So why are we budgeting for retirement? Shouldn't the employee be paying into the pension plan that they're joining with the state?
We do.
So why are we budgeting it as a separate item?
We pay a percentage and then the town pays a percentage.
Why does the town pay a percentage?
Because that's how the New Hampshire retirement works. They were doing the same thing with Michigan Square. It's just that New Hampshire retirement requires a bigger percentage.
Really?
And it's not really a pension.
It's
retirement.
Was it 403B or 401K or IRA?
I call it a pension because it's not.
That's what I call it too.
It's not a 401K.
What percentage is the town?
I think it's a defined benefit plan.
12%.
12%?
And that'd be
does the
pension.
Employee pay 12%?
Yeah. 7%. Is that required by state that we provide that? So it's compulsory. It's unfunded state mandate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Well, the police, it's even higher, right?
I was going to say the police.
Yes, the police is quite a bit higher.
Yeah.
And the fire department doesn't do it at all.
Wow.
Well, they probably will.
They will.
Right.
Just, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Do we have any full-time firemen?
No.
The whole deal. It's about to change.
Is that going to be a warrant article?
To change it?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know if it's a warrant article or if it's a decision that the fire department and the board of selectmen would have to make, but that's a huge budget item.
He's staying in till the end of the year, but he said he'll get up and speak to the budget because it's still very low. So, for one more year.
Yeah, and where did that cool worksheet on the budget, did you save it? The memo on the for the retirement?
Yeah. Yeah.
It explains how much and all that.
Yeah, we still have
that. Where did that, and then how much the tax impact was and all that.
I have a question off the record. There's a buzzword in here that we didn't really talk about, and I know you all aren't the place, but why is Tanglewood back on? I thought that was done.
No. A new application, they're coming forward again.
Didn't they get approved by the town of Chester?
Chester,
that's
yes.
Where part of the legal stuff came.
That's where
in.
The problem
that
is.
Was their approval was inappropriate.
Yeah.
They
pushed it on to Candia.
It's a regional impact, and they never notified Southern Hampshire Planning, Raymond did from Candia, you know, anybody around. So that's where part of the legal issue with the town attorney came in. So that's like a bad penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? So we have a few more here. I'll send them to you tomorrow or the next day or something. Just four questions that we didn't quite get fully answered. And
the insurance isn't in yet, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry.
What, the health insurance?
I was late.
She added it in.
What was it? What was the increase?
Yeah.
Wait,
buckle up.
Yeah, it's on page 4.
Workers' comp went up a lot.
Property insurance, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, like, 50% increase.
That's blows my mind. But anyway, where are the health?
Insurance blows my mind.
Yeah. How did that happen?
4.9%, that's not bad. For health?
So
group health is only 5% increase.
That's excellent.
I wish mine was a bit lower.
No, I thought our workman's comp was based on how many claims you have.
Yeah.
Why is it way up?
I thought it was based on payroll.
It's based on payroll and experience.
Oh, okay. What am I thinking of?
Your experience rating is off of the
claims. Claims.
Yeah. The what now?
Your claims.
So it goes off of payroll. They get your payroll figures for the year, and then they go off your experience rating if you've had a claim. How long do they hold on to it? A couple of years, anyway?
I think at least two, probably, I think three.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of claims.
We had a good chunk.
For workman's comp? Mm-hmm. Why do we not know this, Boyd?
In the past 3 years?
Was it like multiple small claims, or was it just a large claim? Not that that really matters.
There were a couple of small and one fairly large.
Mm-hmm. Are all the insurances purchased from the same company?
Well, health insurance is from HealthTrust, and Primax handles the rest.
Mm. Okay.
You guys shop around, or can you not shop around?
5% is
Primax.
Excellent.
For the health insurance.
For health insurance, yes.
I have a question related to workers' comp. Are we allowed as a municipality to do a self-insured workers' comp group with other municipalities? Because you're pooling your risk based on the same kind of work, scope of work, so you're allowed to do that in the private sector. Can you do that in the public sector?
Yeah, who did you just say we use?
Primax.
Well, Primax is the broker, but, you know, who's the underwriter? That's my question.
You're talking about liability?
I don't remember it
workers'
ever going
comp.
Up this
a workers'
much.
Comp.
That's a really big jump.
Now, is this public record? Is that something a right to know could get? Is it
workman's comp?
Yes.
I guess I don't know, because all the personal information would have to be redacted.
HIPAA would be HIPAA. They could redact and. You'd have to redact the names of the employee. I said on workers' comp trust, so the workers' information has to be redacted.
Right.
You mean you could just get our experience rating, I guess?
Yeah. You can request generic information, but specific cases would be confidential.
In the past, but we used to have it. It would be the budget for every year. It used to go back 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it was the last couple. I mean, I'm sure you probably have it in your notebook, yours, but...
Well,
I mean,
also,
I
it is...
It
does also, basically, if you have wages increases, you know, that's
true.
A slight factor that's mm-hmm. involved with it, but it's mostly experience modification. It's mostly, if you have a frequency, greater frequency of claims, or a large claim can be catastrophic enough to boost up your rating.
I'm curious if it goes off of payroll, because last year we were short on... We didn't spend as much on police...
Right.
We didn't have a building inspector for a while, or was that this year?
No, that was this beginning of this year.
Because workers' comp for this also covers police department and fire department, correct?
Yes.
So if you have like a firefighter or something like that.
I just don't remember.
Yeah, well, what's our EMR rating right now? Or error modification rate for insurance? Okay. Just curious.
So who handles this? Who does this go through?
Primax.
No. Who handles the workman's comp if I have a claim?
Primax.
I go right to Primax. I don't go to our town administrator, or I don't go to my supervisor.
You report it to this.
I go right to Primax.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you have a workers' comp claim, the urgent care will ask you, is it a workers' comp claim? And then at that point, they'll contact the insurance department as well as your carrier in the municipality.
Yeah,
so they have to contact your employer
they had
to find out.
Contact the town, I would think.
Yeah, the town being the employer will be notified because it goes against their insurance fund.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, because then you also have an opportunity to fight it. Or
you can contest it, yep, just like you could work unemployment insurance.
And the school's not part of that, right?
No.
They're not part of any of this.
Not part of that.
I don't think so.
I'm just curious. Do we have additional, Josh Reap again? The property liability insurance shooting up by 48%. I know, like, I got my quote and it jumped up when I had additional facility added to my... liability lines. So I'm just curious, like, what increased that? Is it like we got a couple more police cruisers? Do we have a new fire truck? I mean, what caused that 48% jump other than just market forces?
When it was the ambulance, could it be the ambulance?
No, we had that before. We had the ambulance before this year.
Well, we had the accident with the ambulance, but I don't think that was substantial, though.
Oh.
48% jumping. Well, also, this is property liability. That would be... Property. 40% is a big jump year over year.
Could the insurance broker just write up a little doodly what it is?
And you can't ask workers' comp to write up the same type of a thing, why it went up so much or not, without names.
Disabilities up 15%.
Yeah, they could probably tell you, like, do
we have six claims or
salary and
five
big
ones
claims on your rating. Or
yeah,
whatever.
It doesn't have to have people's personal information.
Dental's pretty decent. Life insurance is pretty cheap. I have a question again, Joshua. Do we even have a life insurance policy? I mean, it just doesn't look like it's, that seems pretty low for a life insurance policy. What's that for?
It's the individual employees have a life insurance policy that's pretty small.
Gotcha. Okay. It's pretty cheap anyway.
And don't they have, what's the one with the duck?
Aflac? Short-term disability.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have an option to get into that on the paying from themselves.
If they want to.
If they want to.
Oh, it's smart. That's a good thing to have, by the way.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, my wife had to go out for surgery, had short-term disability. Oh, it's a godsend.
Really?
Yeah. Highly recommend it.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, we'll move on. So we'll get you our questions and go from there. Before we go on, I'd like to just talk about our general feelings about the budget. And if you don't have any general feelings, that's just fine. But
I'll just say something. I read two different articles today, Steve Tremblay. One was about what it costs to live in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They talk about a family of four. It's just astronomical. So everything you do, everywhere you go, it just costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's anything we can do in budget season to be cognizant of that. I mean, we sell a line on there, everything's up 9%, 12%. I mean, at some point it has to stop. I don't know. Or someone has to pay more in taxes to help reduce the burden, because it's expensive to just breathe.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. But bring in more tax revenue.
Commercial.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Market basket.
It's going to happen.
Pharmacy, please, in an autopilot store. Jeez.
Okay, any other general comments on the budget?
No, I just want to say thank you to the selectmen for answering the questions and all the departments. Yeah. With, you know, I know we got a couple extra, but thank you.
I'll second that.
Good.
Bill Saffy, I raised this question last week. The recycle center, like they take in motor oil, for example, and I believe they pay like $5 a gallon to get rid of it. Did they ever think of, like, I know we have a major lack of communication with the public yet, because we don't have a newspaper or anything, but if the public knew what it cost for a lot of the stuff, like you might want to take your oil to AutoZone to help save the town money, because it's an expense that's not necessary technically.
I'm not sure how much oil they really take in, Bill, to be honest with you.
A lot. They do. I mean, I've dropped off 5 gallons there. Once they told me what it cost, I was like, never mind, I'll just take it to Advance Auto Parts, because all the stores have to take it back by law.
They take it for free?
They have to take it for free.
They have to.
Yeah. So you could save a ton of money there. It's just, I mean, I maybe look at different ways to increase revenue versus cut cost. Because, I mean, people deserve raises.
We can bring that up with Chuck, but I mean, Chuck does a pretty good job of.
I agree. I just think that if the public understood, and he told me that the, not the brush, compost type stuff material gets picked up by Deerfield. We have to pay them to take it versus we don't have a place to dump it of our own.
After it's brought to the dump, yeah.
Yeah.
We pay for Deerfield to take it?
We pay Deerfield to take it.
I didn't know
Bill that. Somebody must take it and make some mulch out of it.
Yeah. Again, it's just an expense that...
I didn't hear his wise words.
I mean, they're great ideas, but I'm wondering if this is the time of year to do it. Like,
well,
it's
something to think about. We have to start thinking ahead of time.
For, like, maybe the 2027 budget, like, mm-hmm. if you wanted to get involved
you can't cut things out of the budget, but if you could increase the revenue to help absorb those costs, it would be helpful.
Could I ask you, Lynn, what's Social Security? Is it 2.7?
The cost of living?
Or 2.6?
2.7.
2.7 for
Well, actually, because of the shutdown, they have not actually set the rate.
Yeah.
But they're
They usually estimate.
Pretty sure it's gonna be 2.7.
Okay, I thought they had said 2.6, so they raised it a little bit.
So it's 2.7. But okay, like I said, because of the shutdown, I guess all the actuaries had to go.
So really, federally, we're saving loads of money, right?
What do you mean?
They're going to have to shell it out eventually.
They're going to retroactively pay people the furloughs.
Has that been passed? I thought
no,
that had.
No, they've done that not, years past.
They yeah, have done years past.
But they don't know about this year.
Yeah.
I talked
that's true.
I talked to quite a few of my friends that are working and not sure that they're going to get paid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know one of my colleagues who left us to go back to DOL has now filed for unemployment. So.
Yeah.
Well, I worry about the people in town who work for the government. I mean, mm-hmm. they're going to have to pay these taxes, too. I don't know.
Well, hopefully
it's not
get
sustainable.
Their wage.
It's just not sustainable.
You've got to raise revenue and cut services or raise taxes. Those are your three options.
Yeah.
Increase revenue.
Okay.
That's the preferred one.
I agree.
So how?
I don't know.
If the devil to build a big office building here or something. They'd get a tax credit and it'd be, you know.
They'd need to get one?
No, they would. Any employer who comes into a town is going to get a tax credit.
Okay.
They're not going to do anything free. So.
Tax credit.
I'm not speaking for Fidelity, but that's just the way it works.
Yeah, they're going to spend $10 million to build a building and without some sort of tax break.
Yeah.
At least for the first year.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to revisit the budget then at our next meeting.
Oh, we're not going to do it tonight?
No, we don't have the answers.
Oh, I just didn't know if there were
any
other.
Any other items like that you wanted to start chipping away at?
Well, what do you want to do? You want to start looking at everything, or do you want to wait for our answers? What's the general feeling?
I'd rather
feeling?
Do it all at once.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. What do you think?
You just said you'd rather wait.
Well, I'm not.
Either you do or you don't.
Like, who has an idea? Like, so right now, as is, it's 7.3%. What does everybody want it at? How much money does it represent? Like, I don't know.
Well, of the 7.3, $237,569 is the retirement money.
It's already been voted on.
So this. And the increase is only 306, so only looking at, I don't know, what, $60,000, $70,000 increase if you took out the retirement. But you can't avoid the retirement.
No.
So.
Well, we had a program. They did have a program. It's not like they didn't have retirement. It wasn't state retirement.
Okay.
And how much would, oh,
boy, it cost us 57.
Why does a number guy and he's gone?
It says here, the net cost for retirement in the town is $57,165.
It was. Is that correct?
That was changing. That was going to the advanced retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I added them up today. It comes up to $237,000.
Yeah.
Huh? If you add up all the retirement costs, the police, everybody.
Can't, oh, you no, added them all.
Can't, yeah.
You can't
touch
you
the
can't.
Yeah.
cops. You can't.
Yeah. Cops was
know,
there
same.
Last year
yeah.
and the year before.
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yes, we gave them state retirement. They didn't have state retirement before.
The select board voted on it. It's in.
I know, but
their...
I'm saying that's an item you can change. You know
no,
what I mean?
You
can't change it now. But I'm saying that was something that wasn't carved in stone. They had retirement before you came on the board. They had retirement.
Yeah. I'm just saying this summer it was voted on. Yes, and it became carved in stone.
Right. But when he's talking about different costs and like that. You know, it wasn't always that way.
It's no,
that way.
It's a $57,000 increase.
Okay, well.
For the town people only, not including the police, is what the
okay,
sheet says.
All right.
I'd like to go back and revisit the ambulance, personally.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I went back and looked at the deliberative session when we voted for this revolving fund.
Mm-hmm.
And we were assured that the money would go to the operating expenses of the ambulance.
Yes. Right. And we said we have to have Dean make the request.
Yeah.
The request goes
procedure,
to the select board.
It's the amount you're talking about.
It's not the mechanics.
Right. Yeah. So it hasn't happened yet.
It's been years.
It's
and
never
it
happened.
Hasn't happened.
Oh, so like last year we decided to take out $30,000.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to come from the revolving fund.
Yeah.
How much was the year before?
None.
Okay.
None. So.
We've never taken from it.
But the money hasn't gone towards the expenses.
Yeah.
Okay, like if you look at the police department.
Yes.
It goes in and then they spend it on the details.
Mm-hmm.
With the revolving fund for the ambulance, it goes in and it sits there. We've got over $200,000 sitting there.
So.
Let me finish. That we are requiring the taxpayers to pay. And I just think that's wrong. That's what the money was. We were led to believe that the money was going to go in and then it was all going to go to pay for the ambulances. And Dean said, well, we're going to need a new ambulance. Okay, we got that. We got the new ambulance.
Was it new?
Yeah.
Yes, but we paid some of it was from the capital improvement.
Yeah, but we got that.
Some was from the capital improvement.
So this year, I would like to see the money in the revolving fund go to pay for the ambulance.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
In the next 5 to 10 years, we have, or the ambulance has, to replace some equipment. Cardiac monitors are $60,000 each. They're going to need two. Ventilators are $11,000 each. They're going to need two. Stretchers are $31,000. They're going to need two. Straight chairs are $5,000 each. We're going to need two. 12 AEDs at $2,000 each. So right now the ambulance doesn't have the capital reserve for, what is it that Dean does every year? He puts like 50 or 20,000.
Yeah, that's for fire apparatus.
So there is no ambulance fund for that. And I think that's.
But they have the revolving fund.
They have the revolving.
But now Lynn's saying, I want to use the revolving fund for all the expenses.
Well, some of them at least something.
Yeah, yeah. So like this year, you wanted 30,000.
That's nothing, and we didn't get it.
It's not December 31st yet, so that has to come before the select board and they vote on it, and then that's how that goes. But
What's that?
The fire department has to request it.
The fire, Dean has to request.
Oh, yeah, but you said something I thought.
The 30,000 from the revolving fund to go to the general fund for the certain expenses.
Right. I think.
And then the select board votes on it, and then it happens, or however it works.
From what I'm hearing, I think Lynn, and I agree with her, and this has been a question of mine for years, but I don't say too much about the fire and ambulance, is what we were told when the ambulance, this whole thing happened, is the things that you're listing, those should be coming out of the revolving fund. That's not a big money-making machine. It's something to help with the ambulance expenses, which I think is part of the reason it got such a large approval from the town.
Right.
It's not happening that way. So some of his budget that he has here, this isn't Dean's, but some of the ambulance budget that's here shouldn't be here because it can come out of the revolving fund. So why can't we chip away at that?
So how do you
that
save?
That has to be a request, isn't it, from the
department? I'm talking about this next year's budget.
So, I'm just wondering, would it be best to set up a fund for all these upcoming expenses?
No.
No, they don't need it. They have the revolving fund.
They have the revolving fund. They have $200,000 right now.
Yes.
What do all those add up to?
Well, they don't need it in 1 year.
Well, I'm just, she said 5 to 10.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. So let's just see.
And why do we have to have two? Do we have two ambulances?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. We do, but we don't.
Okay.
We only have one out at a time.
I was going to say, I don't know if you need to.
Well, Brian has a heart attack, and I have a heart attack. Liam is going to his house. I don't. Oh, we're going to wait for Brian.
No, we'll go to yours for
I'd like that too.
You don't need it. I need it.
Well, while she's looking that up, just for entertainment here, so the medical expenses, medical equipment maintenance, minor equipment, and gases were $1 for 2025. Now they're increasing in 2026. That's about $23,000 in just added expenses right there. It's nowhere near. It's a drop in the bucket compared with what they have in the revolving fund.
That's because last year they took $30,000 out of their budget, and that's why those things all, remember, were $1.
Mm-hmm.
They put them down to $1 because they took $30,000 in the budget. But then they, go ahead, what was the total?
Including a new ambulance in the next 5 to 10 years.
I didn't say a new ambulance.
Well, he put that on the list of upcoming things in the next 5 to 10 years. So without an ambulance is $238,000.
Which we almost have the money for right now.
And
for the 5 years,
the,
okay.
The ambulance in the next 5 to 10 years is $450,000. Yeah. So.
Okay. Right, but this will keep going. It'll keep building,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, how many
the
years
revolving
has it,
fund.
The revolving fund's at 200. When did the ambulance start?
Do we have, we don't
years?
Have people to run two ambulances.
No,
we don't have them.
The
right, so why are we funding another ambulance?
Because he said we would need it in the next 5 to 10 years.
We don't have the staff to run it.
Right,
why
we do.
We need three.
So, the.
Well, anyway,
this is
I'm
the,
just saying, do you would you rather have a fund set up for those big capital purchases instead
no.
of having
no,
it come
take
out
it
of
out
the,
of the
no, all
revolving?
You have to do is encourage the fire
yes.
department to request those funds to come out.
Yes, so then
and
if the revolving fund,
the
but if they start using budget items out of the revolving fund, the revolving fund will shrink. Like right now, the.
Well, that's the whole exercise.
Yes.
That's
the purpose.
It's not a moneymaker.
Right.
So then what happens when you have to spend $62,000 on two new stretchers?
Well, I would expect with proper communication from the agency, they'll plan for that.
Have you ever seen one?
The
they go, whoo,
yeah.
and they...
Yes, I saw one on Saturday.
The other ones they had to lift. This is
yeah.
a new
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you're talking about the voice count one.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go back.
So I'm just like future planning, like all, you know, you have these expenses coming up.
Yeah, and so
have them...
Okay,
have
so
yeah,
they say,
some.
All right, this year we're going to need, where you think we're going to need a stretcher and
yeah.
a AED.
Yeah.
And that's going to be $60,000. Okay. So we'll keep $60,000 in that fund
right.
and say, okay, we've got 206
five.
Or 7 or something, and we need to keep 60,000 of it. So we take 150
right.
and use it for the operating expenses for the ambulance.
Correct.
So maybe have a
that's what
look
it's for.
So like right now, if we've been on board for 3 years and we only have 200,000 in the revolving fund, that's about 67,000 a year.
But we also bought an ambulance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to buy an ambulance every 3 years.
Yeah, I'll have to ask what he said, 5 to 10.
About 10 years.
I was going to say 10.
I'd say closer to 10.
So
plus, that's if you buy brand new. You could buy
and we did buy one brand new. I don't know how many we can operate. I don't think there's that much.
Typically,
that's approximately 45,000 a year. If we have
true.
To buy it in 10 years, that's 45 grand a year that we should start saving.
How many people are moving in over here?
Pardon me?
How many people are moving in over here?
I don't know, but everybody thought
29 units.
Everybody thought 55 plus was going to be on the ambulance. It's going to cost money, and I think
it.
They've had two calls in 3 years. They're the healthiest bunch around.
so
I don't expect
this,
to see a big.
This was the 2022 town report. So we've had the ambulance 23, 24, 25, three
yeah.
years.
This will be finishing the third year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway.
Maybe ask him if he. To pick some of this out, take some out.
They should be encouraged to request those funds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they can take some out, Brian, and lower this. It'll lower
that's
our
what
bottom
I'm saying,
line.
But
yeah.
They need to come before the board, but they need
yeah.
to be
they have
encouraged
2 months.
To request
yeah.
it to come out.
Yeah. Quickly.
Right.
Well, we started.
So we can
yesterday.
Vote on this and get going.
Exactly.
So that would be... Do you want Dean to request it for next year as well?
Does it have to be Dean or should
no,
be?
It's
no,
Mike,
it's the fire
Mike
chief.
Does it. No, but Mike does it.
Okay.
Right.
Dean has nothing
if
to do with it.
If it's something that they
have.
Well,
have
legally,
need.
Our current
yeah.
policy
yes.
says the fire chief.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
They can request it now to come out.
Yes.
For next year.
No, for
if
this year.
No,
for
this
year.
Year
but yes, but
if
I'm talking
not
about.
Not using it until next year, that's fine.
For next year's budget. Like, so say the board votes, I think another 30,000 should come out.
Oh, I think it'd be more than 30,000.
Yes, I think so too.
More like 100,000.
Whatever the difference is.
Yeah.
So you want to take
yeah.
100,000 out of the revolving
fund?
If
that's
no.
what adds
yeah.
up to the stuff
yes.
that they want, they got budgeted for, that's what we should be taking out.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. This is Jeff. Just a thought. $100,000, think of that in terms of equating to people's property taxes. Right? That's $100,000. Imagine what your bill would look like, right? I mean, not everyone's, it's not like you don't have to pay this year, but that's a lot of money to give back to the taxpayers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we had like a, I know the, see, is it the SIP? The Mike gave them all the years that we would need to do all this. So it's there. We just don't look at it for some reason. I don't know why.
He gave the capital improvement?
Yes.
Okay.
So, if we're planning future expenses, like an ambulance in the next 10 years is about $45,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So what, just to be financially responsible, if we know these expenses are coming, how do we save for that?
Well, we're talking about, you've got $200,000 now, you'll get money next year, and you hold back $40,000 for future capital improvements.
So would that be like a warrant article to move $40,000 from the revolving fund to a capital improvement?
I don't think you'd have to move it to the capital improvement plan.
Well, you have to establish it.
Rather, if you want to spend it now to offset next year's budget, all you need is their request and the Board of Selectmen to approve it.
Yes, but I'm just thinking for future purchases, how do we as a town...
The way you bought the
save responsibility.
Right, the way you bought the first.
The way you bought the ambulance that
they
we just bought.
The reserve fund saw that to replace, and it was short, but it was had been established. It was like $600,000 or something.
So,
but that was a number of years of adding.
So there is an ambulance capital reserve.
Not for an ambulance. No. But that's like Lynn says. You don't have to exhaust that $205,000. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to, but if we take out 130.
We're looking at maybe 60 to 100,000. So if you say, well, we're going to need an ambulance in 10 years, we've got to save at least 40, 50,000 a year.
A year.
To keep it into that account.
Plus.
So at the end of 10 years, we've got 600, 700,000 in there.
But we also have a capital improvement that we ask the people, and they've been very good. Every year they've added to it.
The fire apparatus.
So no, not the fire, the capital, the one that I said, the capital improvement fund.
So
and that's
that
for
too.
Everything, anything.
Yeah.
Just in theory, next budget season, so this year we save, let's say, $60,000 for equipment and whatever coming up, but next year the budget committee will say, we have $60,000 in there, we should spend it.
No.
You don't have to spend it.
Hopefully there'll be $300,000 in there.
Okay.
And then you can say, okay, we want at least 80 kept in there because we want $40,000, $50,000 a year to build up.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, you can't. Exhausted every year.
No.
But that's 20 cents, by the way.
So for this year, we're going to take out 30 to replace this year, so there's really 170K left.
Yeah, it's not a huge impact to the tax.
Well, the year's not over.
Real money.
They're going to still get income for the rest of the year.
Right.
So.
I agree, Lynn. That just has to be a request from the fire department. We buy the stuff now. So it's not in next year's budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, how much? Or do we want to talk about that next meeting?
You should talk
about
that
with
Mike.
That's up to them.
See what he absolutely needs that will help with next year's budget.
That he can take out of here and we can pay for now.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And just assure him that we understand that we're trying to save two yearly for an ambulance replacement.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have the capital.
Yes, we do have that to draw on.
Even though it's not earmarked for an ambulance, we
it's
used
capital
it.
Improvement.
We used it to buy the land. We used it
to
buy the part of the ambulance.
What that fund's at?
What?
The capital improvement fund. I wonder what that's at.
Where's that at?
I can't remember.
We had it last week.
We
had it.
We did have it.
Do you still have it?
She's got it over there.
So when do we meet again?
What's the general fund at?
The general fund?
Yeah.
Millions.
It is millions.
And
we don't need
to use that for? Could you use a chunk of that to build a police station if you...
No.
We can use it to lower taxes. And we do.
Right.
I like that idea.
We do.
Every, at the end of the year, we get the tax rate, we'll take as much as we can.
So
there's a percentage that we're supposed to keep in there.
Correct.
But we're above it.
And we're always usually above what they require us to be,
mm-hmm.
just so there's a
buffer
in there.
Be there, the capital.
We usually try to apply $200,000 to offset taxes.
So we can do
11.5 is the percentage right now we're at.
That.
Is it? Because it was 14.
I thought it was
14. Well, we were, but then
I think
to get
last
more money
year
last year,
we
put it 11.5.
No.
Future capital improvements is 400 and...
Yeah, so...
400 something. Yeah, you said we do it for...
And that's not earmarked for anyone.
That's not earmarked.
No, that's
capital improvements are very open-ended.
Originally, when that was started, we talked about doing the PD, but then we decided
that
we
wanted...
No, when
I established that, I did not say PD.
We didn't want it that way. We wanted to be able to apply it to anything.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't know what would happen during the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was established a while ago.
Yeah.
was like, I think when Colin was, I think Colin.
No, we used to have a fence.
It was when you were here?
Yeah.
Okay, we ready to move on for today?
Yep. Okay.
Okay, Steph, do you want to talk about those 2024 open?
Sure, I can read your email.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Number one, she said there's only one more encumbrance open in that for the panic system, so all those 24s have been closed.
No, because I paid like that for the work as well. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Of course, my email will open, but she said that if the project is still open, she'll leave it open because those funds are saved for that project.
Yeah.
If we don't, and we roll it back in, we're going to have to spend them out of this year's budget.
The question.
So, because the monies were encumbered and saved.
Oh, there, she's reading them.
That's why she keeps them there. But she did say everything's been closed out, except for this new panic system at school.
Okay.
And that was, that those funds were encumbered in June. So.
Okay. I think those were the only questions we had for you.
It's the only ones I could find.
Okay. So we're not ready to vote on this recommendations. What about the deliberative session? I'd like to finish up the...
For school, we meet on Thursday next week, so I can email you.
Yeah, just email me when you have the dates.
So we're combining, or that's what you're
looking
at?
That's what we're hoping.
So would it be like a 1 o'clock?
9. The select board voted that school could go first.
So we'd be a 1?
I would assume the town would be...
We've got to have two different times. Is that what we do?
I don't know.
One,
we've never
one,
done it that way.
One deliberative.
No, we haven't, but it's so short now.
I know, so if you go there at 9 and it's over
know,
in 20
like
minutes.
To do it at 11. Yeah.
Everybody will just have to show up for.
Well, I'm trying to think what people would be. Well, we wait till the warrant articles come in. That's when they all come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
The books will be ready on a Friday, and the offices are closed. Should she deliver them Monday?
At the door, right?
We'll get it. Thank you.
The 10th? Because November 7th, they said they could have the books ready, but the town clerk is here. The town clerk is here, so I just have to
have her 9 to 12 or whatever, if it's a Friday.
Have her drop the books with the clerk?
Well, but then the people that work might have an issue.
Maybe I'll just.
Oh, I see.
Have them here on Friday,
and the library is closed till 5. So.
What book are you talking about?
The school budget.
We get a notebook from the school with their budget and all the explanations and all the.
Yeah. Just stuff. About the food situation.
What?
Oh, nothing.
I heard you. Okay, that'll be fun.
So, I don't know. What do you think?
Let's think. I mean, I could keep it in my house if people want to come get them. I can do whatever you want to do. They'll be.
I mean, I don't mind. I just was thinking. I'm like, oh, yeah, they'd be delivered on a Friday.
School is closed Monday and Tuesday, the 10th, the 11th. So that's
it's closed Monday?
Yeah, first.
Oh, yeah, so she'd have to drop them on the 7th for sure. Because if the school's closed, the SAU is probably closed.
So what is the
So she'll have them here.
The 7th is a Friday.
I'll have her drop them with the clerk.
Well, the library is open from 5 to 8
on
Fridays.
Could everybody make that?
Friday the 7th, is that what we're talking about? I'm sorry.
And where are we getting them from?
The library, possibly. They're open from 5 to 8 on Fridays.
Yeah, like I could swing by the SAU, pick up the books, and then drop them at the library at 5.
Or we could get them on Saturday.
Yeah, you can get them on Saturday. Yeah.
Is the library open?
10 to 2 on Saturday.
They're not open on Sundays, are they?
No.
No.
Yeah.
So just let the librarian.
Don't you think the library?
Yes.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Okay.
They come in a box, and when they put them in the... The little conference room right next to the.
So we don't discuss them till the 17th anyway.
Right.
So that would give us.
So we can pick up anytime after the 7th.
Sounds like at the library.
Is the library open for Veterans Day?
Probably not.
Probably not. If it's a federal holiday,
yeah,
the library's closed all.
Yeah, so that's a Tuesday.
The library might be open Monday.
So the library would open Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. When's our next meeting?
Okay, our next meeting is November 12th.
We vote on the
vote on preliminary budget recommendation for the town.
When do we prepare the questions for school?
The 17th.
Okay.
The trouble is the 13th is when the non-petition warrant articles are due. And I wish they had made that before we vote on the town budget. You know what I mean? I don't know how they chose that, but...
Which warrant articles are those?
The big ones. All the big ones have
like
to be
school?
In.
The ones that come in every year that not petitioned.
The winter allowance for the roads.
Yeah.
All the big ones here.
Okay.
So to me, it's helpful to know what's going to be asked for in that before making a decision on the town budget, or at least thinking about it.
But, you know, we have a supplemental meeting, so that we can...
Yeah, that's true.
We can always change our minds.
Yeah.
After the public hearing,
I wonder if there
we can
be any other
change our minds.
Other than
there's loads of the warrant articles of another $1 million.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's going to be any newer ones that... I haven't heard any rumbling.
I haven't heard of any new ones, but...
Yeah, I don't even know if they're...
So what's that extra $2 on people's taxes?
For $1 million, yeah. Yeah, approximately every five, or actually it's 579 now. 579,000 is $1 per 1,000.
Okay.
So I will find out tomorrow.
Yeah, find out the dates, because those are the only thing I don't know is the school delivered.
Standing for January 31st and 9th.
And then November 12th. November, yeah, that's the...
Wednesday?
That's the Wednesday, because the 11th is...
Veterans Day.
No, because we always meet on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our normally...
Yeah,
normal
that's our regular
meeting.
Date. That's our regular date.
I will unfortunately miss that meeting. Sorry, guys.
Then, well?
Yeah.
You can send us your thoughts.
I'll be here, because I
will.
A tree stand for that late, so...
That's when it gets to be dark.
Yes.
So, let me see.
Okay, are there any other questions or anything else we should talk about tonight? I'll send these questions out. And you're going to talk to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And because we need to be prepared to vote on the 17th. I mean, or the...
So is he intending to add two more people to the staffing requirements for another ambulance?
Where did that come from?
That's what I'm asking
him. I just was going to ask him, when does he feel that we need to replace it? Is it? He said 5 to 10 years.
If we have one we don't use...
Right.
We could use that as the replacement.
We do when the other one's in to be fixed, but
yeah.
I don't think we have the staff to run two full ambulances, but maybe we do.
Do we have a need for two?
I don't...
Well, what I'm saying is, like, I don't know the life expectancy of an ambulance he does, so I'll ask, like, what was your theory behind putting we would need one into the next?
Well, Brian said 10 years, and so if we're already 3 years into this one, just...
Well,
we're not 3 years into the new one. That
was just got this year.
We just got the new one.
Yeah, we ordered it.
We started off with a used one.
So
and we used that one for a couple of years.
So if there's two, how old is the other one?
The other one's older. It's not, I mean, I don't think
it was given to us.
That would be phased, I would imagine, phased out in A2, which is in service now, would probably become the backup.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, how many calls do they make?
All right, that's a question that I still don't know the answer to.
They report on it every month in the selectmen's meeting.
Who?
How many calls the ambulance gets?
Oh, yeah, but they don't know what time or whatever. See, if there's three going out, three calls coming at the same time, it's a big difference between if you have people sitting there waiting and nothing happens from 9 to 12 every day.
But if there's three calls that come in all at the same time...
They don't, but go ahead.
But if they did, then...
We get mutual aid.
What's the backup?
We have
mutual aid. AMR would show up.
Yeah, we have mutual aid. Our neighbors help us out.
They can be here pretty quick.
They're on call. I had a situation on Saturday where they were on call at 8 o'clock at night. They were here in 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And being on call.
Our last meeting, we were sitting here. We could hear them leave for the guy
with
the moose.
Yeah, the moose.
Oh, that's...
And so that was two cars involved.
Yeah.
It was mutual aid
that's
from
true.
Several places.
Yeah.
They're fast. They're fast, yeah.
Considering, yeah.
Steffi, you say we pay for mutual aid?
No, we do not.
Well, I was gonna say.
It's an agreement we have. We do the same for them.
We do the same for them.
That's a neighborly thing.
It is a neighbor. It's a good system, actually.
Sure is.
Okay. Are we done?
On motion to adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
Steve, make the motion. Josh, second it. All in favor?
Aye.